Stop your fucking around. Better listen to this bracket. Time to straighten up those AirPods. Listening to podcasts in your car. Checkerhead, a message to you, Checkerhead. It's Madness March 2024, the Two Tournament. Checkerheads, welcome to Checkered Past, the Scodcast with Celine and Rob, the show where a message to you, Rudy, can't fail, and Friday night, Saturday morning, Friday, I'm in love, manic Monday, blue Monday, Saturday night, be my baby. Explore the history and impact of a different band. Each episode, hope to bring in new fans along the way. Thank you.
Maybe cough.
That was a good one. I'm Robbie Radiation, and this is my sister and co-host, Celine Val Golding.
You said message to Rudy can't fail, but yet it almost did. But I guess it can't.
No, it can't.
So I guess it was proven right.
I mean, unless the call drops or something.
So the second half was New Wave?
No, it was so... Okay, so...
There's so many. Yeah. You just kept going.
So there's a special song called Friday Night, Saturday Morning.
Okay.
And then I just proceeded to do songs that had days of the weekend, though.
Okay, whoa.
Friday, I'm in love, manic Monday, blue Monday, Saturday night, and I did that thing. But I'm not going to do it again because it was very hard to do.
That was funny, though. I liked it.
Hey, look who's here. It's our co-host with the most toast, Joey Dammers.
Hi.
What's up? What's up, dude?
Oh, you know,
Not Jeffrey Dahmer.
Joey Dammers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not to be confused. Stop confusing him.
Yeah, everyone's,
they look the same.
Everyone's tweeting at Joey, and they're like, "You were such a piece of shit."
Yeah.
Stop. You're a terrible serial killer.
Well, is he the one that ate people?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he targeted
like a weird sex
minorities.
Guy.
Yeah,
it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Well, he's a serial killer.
Yeah, well, I mean, like worse I mean, than most, I feel like. He was like particularly bad.
I think we can like group them all into being terrible people. Terrible. Like if they're dressing up like clowns or making lampshades out of their skin, I think they're all pretty bad.
I watched Charlize Theron in Monster and she had a point.
I
Charlize did or Monster did?
Yeah, Monster did.
I don't know
her
too
name
much
wasn't
about Eileen
Monster. Her name was Eileen Wuornos.
Are we sure?
Yeah, I'm sure her name wasn't Monster. Should we do a pick it up thing? Pick it up where we left off. It's fueled by Sea Change. Joey, do it. Oh, that was a good one.
Straight edge. California sober.
Oh, yeah.
It's good, right?
Yeah, that's
today,
good.
Tastes I'm like not... an IPA.
What yeah, that's
mean?
Great, actually.
Do you know what California sober is?
No, what is that?
It just means smoking weed.
Ah. It makes a lot
sure,
of sense.
Yeah. I was definitely drinking alcoholized beer last night, though.
I only am taking that from Vanderpump Rules also. We have people like me listen that are probably actually.
Do they do
California.
The surf hand thing when they say it?
I do. I've been hanging hard so often.
Lynn is...
I've been
We're a pod of hanging loose these days.
Is it from when we saw Catbite? And did that
I
carry
have
forward?
Been like intentionally hanging loose, like been like I'm just gonna start hanging loose. I said it to Joey when I started doing it.
Yeah,
like,
she's I'm just gonna hang loose
more often. So I just like,
Elsa
been,
did it today on doing and during D&D. She did the she did the
doubles.
The doubles.
It's been spreading
crazy.
Like wildfire.
We are nowhere near an ocean.
We're spreading like wildfire.
It's fun. That's why we're doing it.
Because hanging loose is where you want to be hanging.
Isn't seeing how much we've been hanging loose. We've been fucking just
throwing hands. We throw hands.
Go on to Patreon.
Yeah.
Sign up
this
for
is worth
a month.
$5. This is worth $5.
Watch us hang loose for a while.
Cancel. Yeah. It's fine. $5 will go to good use, I promise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're hanging loose so fucking hard.
How do you hang loose hard? By definition, isn't it loose?
Shaking your hands around, loosening them
two-handed.
Up.
It just makes me look weird if I do it too.
Yeah, it looks like you're trying to do the snap thing, but you're not doing it correctly.
Yeah, and I can't do that.
And neither of us can. Yeah. I don't think anyone here can.
I also can't whistle with my fingers in my mouth.
Me neither. That's weird. Yeah,
I feel like Caitlin might have done it like once or twice.
The hang loose. Like, with back the, back.
Like really ironically. Mm-hmm,
for sure. Yeah, that might have been Caitlin. Like its like true origin in the friend group, but.
Not
I definitely got up one day and was like, I did really like, that is also how it started, is I really started liking just to just send a hang heavy, loose emoji. Heavy hang yeah, loose I thought that was emojis. Just a really funny reaction.
Ike is a big proponent of the hang loose emoji.
Which I respect a lot.
But Ike's in the California.
That's true.
Yeah, Ike has a lot more authenticity to it. But I also think it's funny being like a Canadian landlocked
Canadian hanging loose.
You can hang it loose on a horse.
Man, you can hang loose off anything.
It's a state of mind.
Sea-doo, or a ski-doo is what I mean.
Hanging loose off of ski-doo.
Yeah.
I was going to do book talk. Book talk is fun. Book talk went over very well, and Slynn wasn't around for book talk.
Yeah, I've been crushing Audible.
Yeah,
memoirs.
You've been audiobooking. Yeah.
I just got on the library app, and I hope to get some free audiobooks, but I'm so in line. Like, whatever, number, whatever. But it's fine. I can wait.
Definitely
47 people in front of you for one.
I listened to Everything, Nothing, Someone Else, Carrie Ayer's memoir. And I also listened to... I listened to My Year of Rest and Relaxation, which was actually fiction. It was sneaky. It snuck me into fiction. So now...
Because you don't read fiction.
No, I'm pretty much like a nonfiction bitch. But I'm going to dip my toes. I'm going to dip my toes into the world. I was into it. It was good.
Whatever you're listening to about the crazy drug.
Yeah, that was thing. My year of rest and relaxation.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Pretty cool.
And I was saying that although it was very different writing, the prose was very similar to James S. A. Corey. I was like, the way this is written, I was like, you could probably
very popular book. Both the books I want to read Selma Blair's Mean Baby.
The way the narration and
Selma Blair's book Mean Baby is my next one on my
Selma
list.
Blair. Yeah. How is it? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It, yeah.
That's my next up.
Is that like about like after Boss Baby starts like resenting their position, they become Mean Baby?
No. What did you guys read?
I just read. Okay, so I read the first Murderbot Diaries. That was an audiobook. I listened to that one. It's very good. Joey would love it.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked it out, like great space opera.
Yeah, wonderful. You were telling me about the kind of premise and I was like,
it's super awesome. And it's a novella, so it's super easy to read. And then I just finished Maria Bamford's book. Crushed that in just a few days.
Did you like I Should Join Your Cult?
I Should Join Your Cult. I thought, okay, so it's funny, dark, but it's so dark.
It's so sad.
And like I read a lot, so I don't read a lot of nonfiction.
Oh, you didn't? So her audiobook, I bet, made it a lot lighter because when she uses all her voices and stuff.
Right.
So I just listened to that and she like tells really dark stuff while like laughing.
Yeah. It's pretty, and it's like very much like her comedy.
Just like her mental illness is
all about mental
illness.
She's
in a good place now.
Seems like it, but she's like mentioned that it could go wrong at any time.
Yeah.
She's
very unwell.
And but yeah, I read the whole thing. I mean, usually when I read memoirs, the only nonfiction books I read are comedian memoirs. Mm-hmm. So this is right up my alley. I am on a bunch of stuff that I don't, because I will not bother with going on.
I should join your cult. Anyways.
I can't figure, like, I don't want to go on TikTok, so I'm not on BookTok. But I do get a lot of articles about what BookTok is all about.
That's, you can get, a lot of people get secondhand TikTok.
So I'm doing secondhand TikTok with BookTok. And right now the
that's
big thing is romanticy.
TikTok. Yeah, I was talking about that. Yeah.
Sarah J. Maas. Obviously, like her Throne of Glass books are huge.
Yes, those ones.
If you want to talk about, huge.
I don't know
lines,
if I want to go there.
I'll read that. That seems
Court
up my alley.
Of Thorns. I have one. Somebody gave me one upstairs. I have one of them.
Can I borrow it?
Yeah.
Somebody else gave it to you. I'm not going to just like second borrow it.
You can't. No, they gave it like as a gift.
Oh, as a gift. Oh,
yeah.
I'd read it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I haven't read it yet. So I also have Hagitude. It's about reimagining the second half of your life as a woman, but it's like it talks a lot about like different figures throughout history that are like older and how like just, you know, whatever, the obsession with youth is like a modern thing, and just like, you know, examples in mythology and like historical figures, etc.
Maiden, mother, crone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, anyways, So I'm excited to read that.
That's amazing.
It's very like popular too. I want to read the audiobook too, but I also want to read it. And I'm sharing it with a friend who is all kind of just turned 40 or is going to turn 40 and going through it. So it's a good book if you're struggling with that.
Is it? Is this friend someone who's been on this pod?
Yes.
Yeah. Our co-host? Okay.
But whenever I see it in my bag, I always go, Hagatude, you got some fucking Hagatude.
You don't go too much. No, never mind.
What were you doing?
I was doing Planet Smashers.
I got nothing new, but I keep... So when I was working for my old job, I drove around a lot. Yeah. Like lots and lots of hours just on the highway, and I would crush audiobooks like crazy. And I listened to an anthology written by a whole bunch of sci-fi and fantasy art authors, like George R. R. Martin, the historian, and a bunch of people do historian. It's called Rogues.
Oh, Rogues. That's got a Brandon Sanderson one in it.
It does. It?
Yeah.
But the story that my mind keeps flicking back to, and I don't know why so often lately, I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to it because I have it on the audiobook. But it's called Bad Brass by Bradley Denton. Mm. And it's a story about a guy who's posing as a teacher or a substitute teacher in like a southern U.S. town, and he gets embroiled in the theft of a couple of horns from the high school.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a super low stakes
like
crime thing that involves this guy who's like falsely being a teacher and a bunch of like high school students.
That sounds pretty rad, actually.
And it is an incredible story with a bunch of really weird situations that pop up. And I listened to it years ago, and it just has popped into my brain like 4 or 5 times in the last month, probably. So, yeah, high recommend. I don't know if you can just find the story elsewhere, but it's in Rogues. The Rogues anthology.
Rogues is a classic anthology. That's
it's great. The Warriors anthologies is really good, too, and the Dangerous Women one. I listened to all of them. Dangerous Women's
good. Yeah. Anyway, that's book talk. People like book talk. We were told we like book talk, so here you go. More book talk.
More book talk.
So now let's get into what you're actually here for.
It's
Ska Talk. This is Madness March. All month long, we're doing a March Madness style bracket to pit 32 singles from Two Tone Records in head-to-head battle to determine once and for all the greatest Two Tone single of all time. Thanks for everyone who voted their predictions. If you want to follow along, the bracket is at challenge.com.
Challenge. Whoa, you almost missed it.
/ Madness March 2024. The matchups are based on the order of the singles release, and here is how it's going to work. We've already done the pre-show, which we discussed all of the side projects of the bands that are in Two Tone. And we just did our first week, our first round one, part one last week. And then next week and the week after and the week after that, we will have guests on to eliminate 50% of the singles until we get to a crowned winner at the end. In the event that we have ties, we will be listening to the singles B-side to confirm which single is truly superior. And in this iteration, in round one, we are just listening to it blind. So we haven't listened to all of these songs before necessarily. And we're just judging it based on a minute.
Yeah.
So what is Two Tone Records, you may ask? It's the legendary record label founded in 1979 by Specials keyboardist Jerry Dammers in the UK as a means to issue releases by his own band and support his niche scene. He struck a deal with Chrysalis Records, who allowed Two Tone to fund 15 singles per year. And so he immediately signed many bands with a similar mindset to his own. Unique at the time, the deals only required them to issue one single and options to release albums if they wished. These groups all shared the Specials' love of classic Jamaican ska and modern UK punk, often with mixed-race lineups and socio-political lyrics. It became the launching pad of what would be considered second-wave ska, or more commonly, two-tone, named after the label and its black-and-white color scheme. The fashion was all about tonic suits, pork pie hats, and loafers, and the logo was a stylized version of Peter Tosh from the Wailers that has become iconic for the ska scene. The label was only active for 6 years and released approximately 30 singles, 6 albums, 2 compilations, a documentary, charting consistently during its entire run and becoming all but synonymous with ska in its half decade of existence. And do we remember what we're looking for in singles?
Wait, I think I said One Drop and High-Paced. And I don't remember what the third thing was. I never remember what the third thing was.
You did say upbeat.
Upbeat.
Yeah, can you tell him what he said?
Yeah, let me pull it back up. I actually didn't write it down on this one. Oh, really? Here we go. Spooky.
Yeah,
yeah, which is different for you.
Yeah, but I want it. The two-tone, I have a spookiness factor, I feel like, is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Toi?
Objectively good music. That's musicianship.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Effortlessly cool vibes.
Yeah.
And dance ability, dancing.
That's right. And I said skanky, punky, dirty.
And I said that was my Tinder bio.
Right. Skanky, funky. Well, I said urban. I didn't say dirty, but it's the same idea.
Yeah.
It's got an urban vibe.
Melting potty.
And let's get into the first. Weird. Yeah, potty.
Melting potty.
We like to party.
We like to party. That's a good, that should be a trombonist.
Benga boys.
Benga boys.
They've got to have some Scott
horns, kind of.
Gotta be. I was listening, the radio was on at work. I wasn't listening to it. Mid era Red Hot Chili Peppers song, and it had like upstrokes in it. And I was like, is it Scott?
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Could be Scott. Just a little bit. All right. So this is the first matchup. The Selector is back. This is a 1979 instrumental featuring Neil Davies and Future Specials drummer John Bradbury. And Pauline Black is not on this song, nor is the rest of the band as it would futurely be known. This was on the double A side with Gangsters by the Specials on the flip. And the song is actually just called The Selector.
This is checking off a lot of boxes.
Yep.
This is very good.
This is just an instrumental?
Yep.
It's a very good instrumental.
Yeah. It's got like a New Jack Swing kind of thing going on almost. Definitely like cruising around in a car at night type of music, you know?
Got that disco bass.
Yeah.
I feel very cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Effortlessly cool is definitely
effortlessly cool.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going up against Get This, a special song. This is the first of a. This is. Okay. Sorry. I got to go back a second. Okay. This is the other gimme.
Okay.
This one is actually the B-side to a song. So I actually pulled a B-side in because Ghost Town was actually released twice as a single.
Whoa.
The second time was in 1991. And on the flip, they threw a dub song on it, a dub version of Ghost Town. But in order for it to qualify, obviously, I wasn't going to put the same song on here twice.
Right.
But I did want to mention.
That?
Huh?
Who would do that?
Who would do that?
The same song on one bracket.
I mean, like in hindsight, maybe I should have. But
nah,
I didn't.
Whatever.
I didn't want it to be on here. No, I didn't want it to be on here twice. What am I saying? That would have been made me angry.
We had two different versions of a song last
so,
time.
So, yeah. Exactly. So, hey, this is technically a second version of one song.
That's what I'm saying.
So, this is the first, what would be a series of basement dubs that would be issued by Two Tone over the next 30 years. It's actually the B-side on the reissued Ghost Town 91, but was a big deal because it was the first new Two Tone issue in 5 years at this point. So let's listen to it just out of the sake of context. This is Ghost Dub 91.
Mewtwo, that's my favorite Pokemon. Mewtwo.
Whoa.
Wild, right?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting
a crazy part.
The Cypress Hill beat.
jump up, get down.
This is truly a remix, and there's Slang Tang in there.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
It's still spooky.
Yeah, it's got Slang Tang. It's 100% better.
This is good.
This is pretty fucking tight.
This is wild. What a wild dub this is.
It's definitely a wild take on the song.
Yes. Wild.
Kind of hurting my brain a little.
I will say choices, right?
Choices were made.
It evokes emotion.
maximalist.
It's art.
It's maximalist.
Okay, here's going to be my hot take on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hot garbage.
What are the two?
The selector. Versus that piece of shit.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
You guys are being so nice.
I don't know. Maybe
I kind of was digging it, to be honest.
So it's just
when I heard the slang tag, I was like, oh yeah, I mean, this is wow.
All right, let's
it's a little overstimulating.
It was a lot of fucking stuff going on. They just kept adding things and not taking things away.
1991
like, just hurts.
3, 2, 1. The selector.
I just can't have anyone listen to that again.
Ghost Dub 91.
It was kind of cool, but like, fun, and I'm sure it's because I like have a headache, but.
It's very cool. I have a headache, therefore it's good.
Therefore it's not good. I don't think it's helping.
All right, here's a band. This band is called The Swinging Cats.
Okay.
This is a 1980s single, and they are a ska pop band.
Ska pop.
The B-side is called Away, and this is their one and only two-tone single, and it's their only single, period.
Wow.
One and done. The song is called Mantovani.
That's fun. I like that.
Swinging Cats makes it sound like it's going to be rockabilly.
Yeah, kind of. There's horns, though.
Billy Energy. The name.
The name has got Billy Energy.
This intro's really intro, and hey?
Seems it. Yeah.
This is wild.
This is interesting, yep.
I don't know what to think about this.
It's kind of surfy, I guess.
I guess. Yeah, like especially in like the drums.
That's the only thing I can get out
of it. Is there
a
guy like, yeah. Is that what he's doing?
And then a thing
happens.
This
is insane.
Now you get on a horse and you gallop.
Well, this has been contemporaneous with Iron Maiden, so.
Yeah, shout out to the same thing.
Shout out to PowerPod.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's been like a minute, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing that's how far that's going.
That's wild.
Against what?
Against a special song called, I won't say what it is, I gotta do this thing. The 1981 single that took ska to the streets, dark and moody and speaking to the degradation of urban life. It was the last single of the original lineup of the Specials and supported by Y and Friday Night Saturday Morning. It's Ghost Town.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the Ghost Town. Really?
This is the one.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Right?
You know? Like, if this comes on and you're walking in an urban setting, if this comes on in your headphones, you automatically feel like the coolest motherfucker on the planet. No?
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 Like,
and this is the death of the original Specials of this song.
Dates a French Canadian becomes French Canadian.
No?
That's cool. Can you be that cool?
No.
Never.
Not even if I tried my
never
fucking
in my life.
Me.
If all of the cool things I did were compacted into one moment, it wouldn't be as cool
as
one phrase
dropping
from
those
this song.
Vocals.
Yeah. Too much fighting on the dance floor.
Right?
You're fucking rad.
That's
fucking rad.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Much fighting on the dance floor.
I mean, is this the
one to beat?
It might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we've already
we
said,
all love it too. So
it's
that's
a great song. It's urban.
It's
does
not,
it, I don't know. It's not skanky. I guess that's the one thing, but it's fucking cool.
Yeah, I don't
shit.
Even know if it fills in my fucking criteria, but it doesn't.
It's almost
matter.
Like that's the exception.
So, okay,
the
after
rule.
This yeah. episode, I'm making my bracket, and I think that's fair.
Because
then I've officially listened to one time each of each song.
And that's very fair.
Yeah.
Okay, and I have a
degree of confidence that you'll probably have forgotten at least a couple of the ones.
No, definitely, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Okay, so it's Mantovani, that song where stuff kept happening.
And then, oh, yeah.
That's a song. Wow.
And then up against Ghost Town.
I love just like thinking about someone being like, no, Mantovani.
No.
That's my favorite two-tone song.
You guys vote for Ghost Town.
That was my number one. That was my number one.
I like this guy.
My bracket's out.
Does he want to come on the
list? My bracket's
out.
My
bracket's fucked. You fucked my bracket, bro.
My bracket.
It was number one. Who's this guy? I don't know. Who's this guy?
Boston Bob.
The guy who hates our bracket.
Rob.
Oh, okay. It's not alliteration, though. Anyway. 3, 2, 1.
Ghost of Monte Cristo. All
right, Ghost Town.
Ghost Town. Oh, Ghost Town. Obviously.
All right.
Ghost Town.
Come on. This next one. Some call it a single, some call it an EP, but I call it a technicality.
Why live?
This is the ultra fast 1980 version of the classic song from the live act at its best. Mm. The song is about settling down with a family at a young age and made the then salacious suggestion to use condoms, which made them controversial at the time. It was supported by the Guns of Navarone and the Skinhead Symphony. This was a single and it charted. Too Much Too Young, the live version.
I feel like this, like, helped me not. I was like, yeah, I don't want to be, you know, stuck at home with kids too young, and I could be having fun.
But it does kind of have, like, fuckboy energy, and then it's like, you could be with me, though, you know? But it still fucks. So fast.
I love this faster version. This EP rules so hard. It's, like, insane. I guess it's a single, though, but whatever.
It's so fast.
So fast, right? I love it. I think this is another classic, a verse and a chorus.
In like a minute.
This is but this is the classic 70s thing where they would always play way slower on the record than when they played live. It's like Motorhead,
Ramones. You put it on the record to sell it on the radio, and then you play it how you play it live, right?
Which is rad.
Yeah.
So the Specials were no exception. They absolutely did that. And they're going up against one of their own songs.
Whoa.
The 1984 single supported by Bright Lights from the album In the Studio, featuring Rhoda Dakar and Stan Campbell on the vocals. Lyrically, it's simply about ending friendships with racists. It's a song called Racist Friend.
Do it.
Fuck yeah.
It's very much from this album, just being dubby.
Yep.
Being dubby.
That's UK.
Being dubby.
The beans they have in Dublin.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
This is a real tough one.
This is a heavy one. Because this one's, making points.
Yeah. Yeah, the decision is tough in, like, T-O-U-G-H, but it's also tough as in T-U-F-F.
Yeah,
for
this
sure.
It's got some tough energy, yeah. I would say, like, the lyrics, like, they've always been political, but I'd say after Terry Hall left, like, the lyrics went from being, like, kind of, like, you know, finger in the nose, like I'm kind of like a punk.
Yeah.
And now they're just being like, I'm just gonna say it.
I'm not gonna allude to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna tell you what I'm feeling.
Exactly.
And you have a racist friend? Tell him to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And this is the song about it. But I know.
You know
what?
Still right.
Yeah. Still relevant. 40 years later.
Super relevant.
You know you're voting.
I mean, I know maybe this makes I have to just go with my heart.
Go with your heart. All right. 3.
Too much, too young.
All right.
Bracket live.
Bracket and bracket.
Open bracket live and bracket.
Yeah, that one was very difficult though, because Racist Friend.
It's a good song.
It's great.
But it's not too much too young.
Nope. It's also, if I'm checking, you have to honor your list.
Got it. Check your box. And what are you going to listen to again? Mm-hmm. Next up, The Body Snatchers, a 1980 single.
Snatching bodies.
Supported on the B-side by Ruder Than You. And it's a cover of a Dandy Livingstone song.
Oh.
He comes back. The same Daddy Livingstone.
Daddy Livingstone.
The same Daddy Livingstone.
We haven't Googled him.
The original.
Dandy Livingstone Daddy Livingstone?
Scott Daddy Livingstone.
We'll find out in a second. Well, here he is.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. For sure. Like, absolutely.
Are you checking these burns out, man?
Like,
it's like some
aged well, but young.
Yeah.
Confirmed Daddy Livingstone.
Like, 10?
Still alive?
10 out of 10.
Holy shit.
For sure.
Yeah. Great looking guy.
The rock steady musician himself, Dandy Livingstone. And this is one of his tracks. Let's do rock steady.
Okay, good stuff.
And it is going up against an Apollinaires. The Apollinaires are back. 1982 single, which these are one of the funk groups, supported by Give It Up on the B side. They were an 11-piece band and only released 3 singles before disbanding because they couldn't keep their 11-member band
together.
Too many
members.
Too many members.
It's like $4 per person per show.
Yeah. All right, it's going to get funky in here. At least I think. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
I don't hear it.
Funk level's low. Low funk level.
This is like karate chopping bad guys music.
I don't hate this. I like the other one better, I think.
It kind of sounds a little bit like...
Showing your car.
That, like, Drew Tarver... Like the train of love or whatever it is.
That is kind of like this.
I know, but it kind of.
I get it.
Sort of vibe.
That is an ABC song, like the song that he plays.
Really?
I think it's a real ABC song. Yeah, yeah.
That's so really funny.
And it's so that would have been around this time. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Maybe that's it. That's it.
Oh yeah, that's what he does when he does this song.
All right, I think
we're good. Yeah, we're good. We get it. Yeah,
I know how I'm voting.
I know how I'm voting too.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Let's do rock steady.
Alrighty. And that takes us to a break. And when we get back, we're finishing off round one with the last 8 songs. Welcome back to Checkered Pass. CPSC crew here is going through round one, part two of the 2 tournament. And let's go into the next matchup. We have Madness, a 1979 single that kicked off their career with the song Madness on the B-side. It's Madness's only single on 2-Tone before heading off to Stiff. And the A-side is about Prince Buster, while the B-side is a Prince Buster cover.
That's
so
fun.
This song is called The Prince.
Buster, he sold the heat.
Whoa.
With a rock steady beat. We've heard this on the pod.
I don't remember how far it made in the original Madness March. It's a good song, though, man.
It's good. I feel like it was out unnecessarily early last time.
I think it went up against something unfair.
Yeah, I believe so.
One step beyond, probably.
Maybe one step beyond.
Oh, fucking so good. What a weird bass line.
Yeah, tiny saxophone.
It's trancy. It's like trancy. Yeah, you know what totally. I mean? Like, you just kind of have to, like, look, where am I?
Circus-y keyboards.
Yeah. Very fun. Classic Madness.
This is classic Madness. Yeah. Like, it's Madness at their best. Yeah.
I guess it's a Madness version of something traditional. But
it's an original.
It is original.
Yeah, that's a song about Prince Buster.
Oh, so it's just about Prince Buster. Yeah. I guess Prince Buster's singing a song about himself.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I wouldn't put it past him.
That's kind of legit as hell.
He used to call himself the King of Ska, and that was barely a genre. You just walk around.
I just never retain any information. Like, obviously we've gotten over that. And I'm sure I was like, wow, amazing.
And it is going up against a band called JB's All-Stars, which is John Bradbury. He's JB.
JB, yeah. You're an all-star.
Was it the JB Weld guy?
Hmm?
The guy that invented JB Weld?
Yeah.
Was in his band too? That's wild.
That's crazy. There's so many.
Crazy.
He's the drummer for the Specials. This is his side project. And they had a few singles in the 80s. And this is the one that they had on Two Tone. With the B-side AI Arm. This song is called The Alphabet Army.
He was the Travis Barker of his time. But way cooler. So much better and cooler.
This is kind of like
it's one funky
clashy kind of.
Like,
Like
Clash. To educate, not devastate. To teach the children
to protect the future. I mean, yeah. An army of teachers. Preach. Army. I don't know about army of children, though, to be real.
Army of teachers, isn't it?
Teachers.
Yeah.
I thought it said army of children.
No, that's not great.
Very disorganized. They can't seem to get together. There's just so much disco.
All
these, like, issues they're talking about are still so relevant.
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh, that's good.
It's like almost that Curtis Mayfield-y.
Yeah. Oh. Shit. That's a cool breakdown. Oh.
Yeah, it's good.
But I wouldn't be like, hey, do you want to hear my favorite two-tone song?
I mean,
I know, but...
I want one funk song to make it far. I know, but I want one to make it far. I feel like, that other one is not going to get that far. But... they keep going up against, like, Stone Cold classics.
Yeah, come on. And it's called the Two-Tone-ament, you know?
It's so unfortunate. Why can't we just
do the Two-Tone Records-ament?
I already know what my bullshit side project
is going to be. Is it just called The Prince? No, The Prince Buster? The Prince.
It's called The Prince versus The Alphabet Army.
Oh, it's just The Prince.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Ready?
Yeah.
Three.
The Prince.
Yeah, of course, right?
Yeah.
What a great song.
But that funk song, what was it? The Alphabet Army
was pretty fucking rad. That was rad.
If I was doing like an air band in school and I was the teachers, I would do that song.
Or like a lip sync,
lip sync. Maybe some schools have that.
They have to.
I'll be like, oh wait, I don't know. Actually, as a white person, I don't think I could do it.
You might have to stick with our lips are sealed.
That's okay. Someone take that though.
This next song is a special song. Whoa.
Wow.
The 1980 song from More Specials, supported by International Jet Set on the B-side. Musically, it leans more into a post-ska style, while lyrically, it showcases a person leading a stereotypical life, but they don't really exist without severe consequences. The song is called Stereotype.
So British.
They were really just like bored of ska by their second album.
Like, relatable. That's like the second year of this podcast for me. I'll still never forget when K-Moy was just like, I think Celine likes ska for a bit, and then something along those lines.
Just full on the Casio metronome.
So the I found out that the keyboard that my mom gave me, which is our grandma's,
yeah, I love keyboard, that keyboard,
is it's a Radio Shack brand Casio.
Okay.
And it actually is like a reskinned Casio with the Radio Shack like stuff on it. Like,
that's cool.
Like, okay, you can tell I'm
not. We're bored of it. We obviously talked over it.
Yeah. It's going up against a wild song. Okay, so this is a 19. This song needs a lot of preamble.
Okay.
More than the rest. This was a 1982 single and was the first to feature Rhoda as the vocalist for the Specials before the album In the Studio came out. And after the mass exodus of the Fun Boy 3 from and
mass exodus
after the Body Snatchers disbandment. So
dark times.
Yes. Nobody had a band.
So nobody had a band. In the Studio wasn't out yet, but the Jerry was trying to write a song for Rhoda to sing. The lyrics she brought was a song that is about her friend being sexually assaulted in an alley. Mm. And the song is called The Boiler, and it is super graphic. So content warning before we start playing this. The song is pretty on the nose. So let's go for it. The Boiler.
Truth teller, Rhoda.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. She had mentioned that the song is only meant to be listened to one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
One time.
Yeah. This does, on the music side, this does feel like Jerry just being the only guy making the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I think there are some other people, but.
I went out shopping last Saturday. I was getting some gear and this guy offered to pay. Who's the hunk? I think to myself. For so many years I've been left on the shelf. An old boiler.
Boiler is a like a UK English term for someone who's unattractive.
He's a real hard man, tough as they come. He said I was cool, but I still felt like an old boiler. He bid me come out. How could I say no? He said, meet me at 8, round at my place, you know, with my new gear on and a blow-dried hairdo. In my mind, I knew I was still an old boiler.
I'm sure she's not an old
boiler. Yeah. We can turn it off now. Yeah. It's about her friend. It's not about herself. No, yeah. But yeah. That song goes in a pretty wild direction. And,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It doesn't end.
Great. Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
So, what do you want to do for pick for this one? You guys are good?
Yeah. That's a toughie.
It is a toughie.
I guess we haven't listened to it all, though, so then we're not disrespecting the listen to it once.
And then, yeah, but I'm so bored of Stereotype, and also...
Yeah, Stereotype was pretty terrible.
And, yes. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. The boiler.
The boiler or the broiler?
Boiler.
Boiler.
Boiler. All right, we only got 2 more matchups left. Let's do it. This is The Beat, the one and only Beat single the English Beat, if you will, if you're nasty. The one and only Beat single on Two Tone. It's the 1979 single that had ranking full stop on the B side. The song itself is a cover of a Smokey Robinson song, which is showcasing a lot of the Beat's non-ska influences. After this, they would go on to form their own label. So this is all we're going to hear from the Beat. This is called Tears of a Clown.
We're sad we're not hearing more of the beat.
Yeah, I mean, I love the beat.
Yes.
That's this era of the beat, I should say.
Yeah, this is good.
And Ranking Full Stop is a fucking awesome song. And Mirror in the Bathroom was not a two-tone single.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Well,
that song would have made it far.
Yeah, it would.
I love that song.
This is good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually, it's quite good.
It's quite good.
You know, like, you could show anyone this and they're like, okay, like, yeah. Your mom, your dad, totally. Your friends.
And guess what? It's got a one drop.
Hell yeah.
Also, like, Tears of a Clown is relevant. Yeah. People like clowns. Clowns are big.
Clowns are real big because of
crying. Crying's real big.
People like calling people clowns.
I know. People keep clowning. So
people
that's why
keep
I have
clowning
to,
around.
So I have to keep telling them they're clowns.
People keep being like, I'm a clown when you're like, you know, you're doing something dumb. You're like, ugh, me. This clown emoji. You know?
Clown.
Yeah, for
that's
real.
That's not in my top 20
that's
emojis.
That's me for real, for real. The clown emoji.
The song, all right, more to this is the last special song that we'll get through, the song that essentially broke the specials up. The 1984 single was an anti-apartheid track featuring Stan Campbell and Rhoda Dekar from the studio, and featuring Break Down the Door as a B-side. The song's success and the process of writing convinced Jerry Dammers to redevote his life to ending apartheid and working on political activism. Song is Nelson Mandela.
I feel like we definitely have heard this one wrong.
Oh, yeah, we played it on the pod. Yeah. Also, it's just a really famous song.
Yeah. I love a pre-intro intro. Like, this is the intro.
Yeah.
But they were like, let's add that other stuff before a pre-intro.
You gotta know what the catchy part is.
Yeah.
Party time.
Yep.
Such like lyrical complexity. You know?
Again, the very on the nose lyricism.
Yeah, very not no subtlety.
No subtlety. None.
Why not just say it?
Why not just say it at this point? That's a popular song.
Okay. Yeah, I believe it had many, many hundreds of millions of streams. Did it not?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Tears of a Clown versus Nelson Mandela. How are we feeling?
I'm
locked in.
Yep.
3, 2.
Tears of a clown.
I don't think any in the studio special song has made it. I think they're all gone now.
That'll happen.
They're there.
They came. They showed up.
Like,
there was
well,
a fuckload
specials are
of
represented.
Them. Their specials are super
so,
represented.
I feel like I don't feel too terribly.
No, you shouldn't. All right. Here's the last master. We're there. We did it. We did all 32 songs. The Selector, the 1980 single, was the band's fourth and final with Two Tone before joining Chrysalis directly for their 1981 album Celebrate the Bullet. The lyrics are less sociopolitical and is a simple, downbeat, heartbreak ballad. Carrie Go Bring Come was the B-side. Missing Words. Song's a little more downbeat.
I like that little hi-hat.
You got the little teeny tiny fast guy.
The production on this album is so good.
Yeah.
I just love how it's mixed.
This is cool.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty sweet.
This hits probably all my stuff.
It's just hard for me not to have such a huge selector bias on every single matchup.
Yeah.
This album, Too Much Pressure, is... I almost think it's better than Special Self-Titled.
Yeah?
Almost.
Do you think they're going to come for you?
Who?
The people?
The people?
For that take?
For that, like, mild take?
Yeah.
It's not spicy. It's like Maggie sauce. It's like, you know, kind of...
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, this is very good.
Yeah, this fucking rips. This is great.
I also really like the idea of like a chorus just being like the same, just the title.
Just repeating the title over and over. Yeah.
And being like,
the
title.
I also like that.
Yeah.
All right. It's going up against the Higsons. They're back. Wow. A punk funk band that issued a couple singles on Two Tone, had a wide ranging career in their own right. This is a song about tearing shit down.
Hell
with
yeah.
Yi Lang on the B side. This song is called Tear the Whole Thing Down.
More funk.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have so far the only funk song to be continuing. The Higsons. It's a pretty fucking good porn section.
Yeah.
That tambo is fucking
going
crazy.
Fucking going.
This has got some, like...
That's maybe some of the best tambo work I've ever heard. How does somebody's wrist, the calloused hands...
So depressing, the lyric.
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
It's pretty
this
sweet,
is fucking
yeah.
awesome. Again, the Higsons.
Apparently we're big the Higsons. The vocals are very cool.
I think it's because he's kind of like...
He's kind of funky.
Yeah, he's fucking
yeah,
punking it up.
He's kind of
yeah.
like MC5, but like more funky.
It's kind of like if... it's kind of talking Hezzy if he wasn't
yeah.
so...
Yeah. It's like new wave vocals to like funk music. Yeah.
It's like Tom Tom Club.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. We're talking about... Yeah. All
right.
Ooh, the Higsons?
The Higsons.
Yeah. Wowzers.
That's like the biggest takeaway from the Two Tone so far is that the Higsons fucking rule.
I know I'm going to vote, but again, I'm just being like a truist. I know I'm showing my hat, but I wouldn't blame anyone for going to Funk Town because that was really good. Actually, this is really hard. This is the hardest one.
This is my hardest one.
This is not my hardest one.
This is my hardest one.
This is my hardest one. Hardesty.
Cam, I really don't know.
Cam,
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm good.
Oof.
Rob's really having some trouble.
Yeah, I'm having just as much trouble.
He's really having he's
because if I'm gonna be honest, so this is the problem. I actually maybe like the second song more and would listen to it again.
Wow.
But like my list I made and what the tournament is the other
just stay
one.
True to yourself.
So what do you do, Rob? What
well,
would you
I know
guys
what
do?
I'm doing. So
Joey is so confident.
So confident.
But do you hear what I'm saying?
I do hear what you're saying. Because
and what do you think about that?
Well, see, I don't think it has to be ska because it's two-tone singles. So it can't. So
what do you mean two-tone singles? Though?
It's the
do
label.
You know what I mean?
It's the label.
Okay, they're but I feel like it implies. Singles. I think it implies.
It implies that it's
the
ska.
Genre.
Okay, I'm going. I'm just doing it. I got my
damn.
Goal.
Okay,
I'm doing it.
Okay, I'm doing it too.
Okay, I'm just gonna just.
I'm
like,
doing it too. Okay, I'm ready.
Out.
I'm ready. I feel bad about it. But
I feel
I'm
like everybody
know.
Needs. To
I don't
be,
know.
Needs to know. This is the last one we've done, and it's 9:30 at night. So by this point, we've entered a new realm of our head.
Yeah, Celine's full of chamomile.
I've been drinking sleepy type tea
with a little bear on it.
No, okay. I'm drinking fancy one this time. I don't know. I've switched twice. I actually don't know.
The longer we take, the more unlikely it is for us to make a choice.
I just have to pick one. Okay. I'm going.
3, 2, 1.
Tear the whole thing down.
Whoa. Yeah, I did it. I voted against the selection.
Skank and Sibs.
Do you think that's our first upset?
That's our first upset.
Is that stupid?
Here's why.
Can I listen to Missing angry. Words again?
No, I closed the thing already.
Yeah. No, we did it. It's done.
It's done.
Here's what my justification was.
There was so much funk on that list.
There's two Higson songs now mm-hmm. that are going through, which is great.
It's great.
We have three Selector songs going through.
Okay,
those other two, like the instrumental is fine, yeah. but like when you think of On My Radio, like right. and 3 Minute Hero,
you
like,
think Missing Words wouldn't have stacked up to those.
Missing
two.
Words fair, is fair. Not as good okay. as those songs.
So for
are.
Anyone who stood up and yeah. threw up their hands, and sit back down.
Listen, I said
or
I like
just be like, yep, Joey's my favorite. He's always been my favorite.
Missing Words is a love song yep. and it's a ballad, and for me, that's not what I come to Two Tone for. And the other that's song fair. Was fucking yeah, rip roaring punk true. Rock.
That
and
was fun. Pretty
good.
Fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Are you happy with how I voted?
I'm happy with how you voted. Obviously, it helped me. Okay. And like, it's not like we voted out fucking Ghost Town.
Helped your punk heart?
Yeah. My punk heart like grew 3 sizes. Here's what we did in part 2. The Selector versus Ghost Town. Too Much Too Young versus Do Rock Steady. The Prince versus The Boiler. Okay. And then Tears of a Clown versus Tear the Whole Thing Down.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I think round 2 is going to be pretty good. Yeah. I think round 3 is going to get real spicy.
I think it's going to get pretty interesting, yes.
Yeah. And then the finals. I can't even predict the finals at this point. I don't know what they're going to look like.
Who can predict anything?
I mean, we try. It's our show.
I couldn't even predict what I was going to vote literally 2 seconds
That's
ago.
True. That's true. Sure, it's crazy around here.
That's why I can't even do my own bracket and trust it. I'll like forget half the songs A and like B. I'll flip flop all day. I was like, no, Time Bomb's not gonna win. And I was like, what do you mean Time Bomb's not gonna win?
Yeah, you got so mad at
it. Yeah, and I am still mad about it.
How do you feel about the other ones that won? All Out of Angst.
I didn't like that, right? Or did I like that? Yeah, no, I liked that. I liked that. Yeah.
We all liked it.
We all liked it.
Didn't I like?
No, I think you liked the other ones. Yeah.
No.
No. That's not how I remember it. Thanks for listening to Checkered Past. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at Checkered Past Pod, or send us an email at checkeredpastpod@gmail.com. To support the pod and get bonus content, including a full-length and unedited video of this episode, sign up for the Checkerhead Patreon at patreon.com/checkeredpast. We also have brand spanking new merch available at checkeredpast.ca. Yeah.
Morska.
Yum, yum, morska.
Yum, yum, morska. Go get it.
This episode is edited by Cutman and engineered by Joey.
It's me.
To follow along with the bracket, head over to challenge.com. /MadnessMarch2024 to see how the matchups are progressing. Next week, we will continue with round 2. And Esteban Flores is back.
Our friend.
All-star guest.
What time?
I don't remember. Until next time, I'm Rob.
Celine.
Joey Dammers.
And in the immortal words of the specials, this pod is coming like a ghost pod.
Whoa.